This week on BlackCollegeWire.org, check out the story. Petition urges removing Lincoln's name from university. Michael Blackburn, a man who worked with the Army ROTC at Lincoln University of Missouri, recently initiated an online petition to change the name of the school. He describes Abraham Lincoln as an atheist, a white supremacist, and a racial segregationist. Blackburn wants the university to hold a debate on the issue. Some students believe the name should be changed. Others think the idea is ridiculous. Read more about this on blackcollegewire.org. Also in the news, read how students at Tennessee State are campaigning to keep their president. President James Heppner announced his retirement after two state audits, one which said he didn't break any laws, and the other which said he improperly accepted Super Bowl tickets from a Tennessee State vendor and then lied about it. The Student Government Association has been trying to help Heppner keep his job. Heppner is scheduled to retire in May 2005. In the Voices section, Jonathan Peterson, a former Howard University student, expresses concern over what he sees as the Black community's inability to stand up for important issues. In his commentary, "We're hypocrites, so our protests are short-lived." Peterson criticizes the unfinished protest against entertainment artists like R. Kelly, Ludacris, and Nelly. He says the African-American community fails to be consistent. Like when R. Kelly was accused of sexual misconduct, the community vowed to boycott him. That is, until his TP2.com album debuted at number one and everyone was jamming to "I Wish" and "Feeling on Your Booty." Some of Peterson's fellow students at Howard University reacted to his charges. Kenneth White, Kiana Moore, and Dominic Blackwell all agree protesting in the past was effective, but this generation is lacking the commitment and persistence it takes to help bring about change.
Protesting now is not as strong as it used to be, like in the 60s and 70s. I think that people really don't find a purpose or see a real reason for doing a march. Nowadays, you can just go ahead and do a lawsuit and receive monetary benefits from it opposed to protesting.
I think this generation has become complacent because people have fought so hard before. They feel that they have everything that they think they need, so they don't work as hard to get what they want. And they also, you know, they complain, but they don't do anything about it. And I haven't really seen a lot of people in our generation really, really protest and march for what they believe in and stand up and do what they're supposed to do.
Protesting is an extremely effective way because it shows that a lot of people are determined and that a lot of people are actually standing up for a cause and want to see some changes. I feel that it does bring about changes, so I do feel that it is a very effective way. I feel that our protesting is lacking. I feel that people are just doing it just because, and there's not really a good enough cause to fight for it. And I feel that once people or young people or ethnic groups unify and fight for a common cause, that the protest will become a lot more effective.
Finally, readers respond to the commentary, "Maybe It's Time for Black Greeks to Disband," by Dr. Ricky Jones. Cedric Daphne of Atlanta says, "Don't disband Greeks, educate." And Lisa Acosta from California says, "Punish the individuals, not the group." Read more in the Letters to the Editor section. For more information on these stories and much more, keep browsing blackcollegewire.org. And tell your friends about us. They'll find plenty of news they can use. I'm Chantel Harley of Howard University with the weekly news roundup for blackcollegewire.org.